Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about science. Dr. Fauci testified before Congress today and confirmed everything which I've been warning about for the past 4 months. Dr. Fauci warned of a tremendous burden the U.S. healthcare system faces this fall if seasonal flu and COVID-19 are circulating together. His comment caught my attention because the only reason we would still be having a problem with COVID-19 in the fall was because we failed to achieve herd immunity. And if we failed to achieve herd immunity, it was precisely because of the lockdowns which Dr. Fauci promoted. The whole point of the lockdowns was to slow the spread of the virus. And by slowing the spread of the virus, you drag the epidemic out into the next flu season. This is exactly what Sweden's policy was designed to avoid. Sweden never closed down their restaurants, bars, borders, or schools. Their goal was to achieve herd immunity before the next flu season strikes. And it appears that Sweden has been successful. The number of deaths in Sweden is rapidly dropping towards zero. Sweden had a problem during March and April with nursing homes getting infected, so they had a spike at that time, but deaths have been steadily declining ever since. And despite the fact that Sweden never locked down, their death rate was lower than New Jersey, New York, San Marino, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Belgium, the District of Columbia, Louisiana, Andorra, UK, Michigan, Spain, Italy, Illinois, and Maryland. Sweden proved that lockdowns accomplish nothing. Another problem with the lockdowns is that they weaken people's immune systems, so when the next flu season hits, they're going to hit harder than they would have been without the lockdowns. The big problem which the U.S. healthcare system faces is that we have 45 million unemployed. Many of these people will soon be homeless and will not have healthcare coverage. This means that when the flu season hits, emergency rooms will be overwhelmed with homeless sick people. All thanks to Dr. Fauci's lockdown policies. Dr. Fauci has created the disaster which he's warning Congress about today. And this is the same Dr. Fauci who said back in January that the China virus was very, very low risk to the United States. Back in January, President Trump shut down travel from China, and the Democrats called him xenophobic. They were too busy trying to impeach him to worry about the virus. Had Dr. Fauci been on top of this situation, we might have been better able to protect our nursing homes and greatly reduce the death count in the United States. Instead of focusing on lockdowns, Dr. Fauci should have been telling Democratic governors not to send thousands of sick people into nursing homes and thus create mass carnage. He's proven himself to be completely incompetent, which is why the U.S. press corps loves him so much. There is some very good news, though. Just like in Sweden, the death rate in the United States has been rapidly declining ever since April and is now lower than it was in early March. The U.S. curve looks very similar to the one from Sweden. This means that the lockdowns probably failed to slow the spread of the virus, and the U.S. may well be approaching herd immunity too. If this is true, it's very good news from a healthcare point of view, but it shows that putting 45 million people out of work served no purpose. Toto always remembers President Eisenhower's warning from 1961 of an academic elite seizing control of public policy. And that's exactly what's occurred in the United States. We have completely incompetent people controlling our critical public policy. It's not about controlling a virus. It's not about controlling the climate. It's about controlling you. Visit Toto on the web at realclimatescience.com. He's been pulling back the curtain on junk science and propaganda for a long time.